Wednesday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, we're starting Siman Mem Tes. We're doing actually Hilchos Brachos now. And we finished the Siman about Borei Minei Mizonos. And we're in Siman Mem Tes now. Din Birchas Hayayin, or Birchas HaTov HaMeit, which no one is ever quite sure when you make it or not. Because we don't really like wine. If we would make HaTov HaMeit on soda, so I would know when I have my Diet Mountain, do I make HaTov HaMeit? I drink Pepsi Max, and when I bring out the Diet Mountain, do I make a Tova Meitiv? And then if I bring out the Diet Wild Cherry Pepsi, I make again a Tova Meitiv. But wine, you know, I hate most wines. An interesting shadow today. We're not going to learn Kitzur. And then my wife told me the new grapefruits are in the stores. In other words, the stores had grapefruits the whole time from storage. Apparently they store well. But now the new crop of grapefruits came into the stores, so she wanted to know if she should make Shechiyanu. Now the din is that a fruit, something that's in the shuk a whole year, so you don't make Shechiyanu on. But here the Shiloh was like this. It looked different, but you could tell. Not like an apple, maybe you know it's from the new crop, but you can't really tell by looking at it. The grapefruit, you could tell. It had this fresh look to it. So, and as I said, what about the taste? Now, my plaque was that if it looks significantly different, and the key word is significantly, which is why, you know, it's not much of a plaque, but I can't help it. That's the plaque. If it looks significantly different and it tastes significantly better because it's fresh, it's kishmak, it's not... The old ones were taka a little dry and a little stale. It had a stale taste to it. So I said, then you make Shechiyanu. But only if it makes you happy. Shechiyanu. But otherwise, you don't make Shechiyanu. So that's...
It's not only once a year? Like, she didn't have...
No, nothing to do with it. Well, she certainly didn't have from the new crop. That's a mistake. Shechiyanu requires that you didn't have it yet. But you could have had... a grape, but it's from the new crop. You're making Shechiyanu on the new crop. If you had the new crop yesterday, you're not going to make Shechiyanu today.
But you had the new crop 10 months ago also.
That was the old crop.
No, 10 months ago, it was the end of the new crop from then. And now you're in the beginning of the new crop for the next year.
So then you make Shechiyanu on the new crop. You make Shechiyanu on the new crop even if you had a grapefruit yesterday. But again, these two conditions have to be met. Now normally the halacha says if it's in the shuk a whole year, and you don't make. I always wonder in New York where you have Korean grocers, I'm not sure what fruit is not in the shuk a whole year. Like everything's a whole year. You have a Korean grocer, like a phenomenon called the Korean grocer. And he has like everything a whole year round. And they ship it from California, they ship it. So in the Chanami, you don't make Shechiyanu in such cases. But in Eretz Yisrael, I know oranges for sure. You could tell, like the new oranges are in. The Chiddush to me was that she said they had grapefruits throughout the summer. They had grapefruits. They store well, apparently, and they just had enough of them. So really, she bought grapefruits yesterday, and she bought grapefruits today, and she ate grapefruits yesterday, but it's hard to make Shechiyanu today. So I don't know what she did. I told her if it looks significantly different, that you can tell mamash it's from the new crop, and it tastes significantly better, then you make Shechiyanu. Otherwise, you don't. Okay, so let's learn now about wine. Yep. I think it fell into disuse. I shouldn't say, maybe most people do know. I don't know if wine. What?
My son told me that.
They what, wine?
I make Kiddush and grape juice.
And then you drink wine during?
Wine, I should make a lot.
Yeah. If you like wine, though, I say, you know, it's like Shechiyanu, it has to make you happy. If it doesn't make you happy, don't make the bracha. Alayayin b'varchim b'r priyagofen. Right? That's a special bracha for wine. You don't make a shahakol, you make a bor priyagofen. Like the five grains, you have to, there's a uniqueness to the five grains, right? Ostensibly they would be ha'adama. And instead they have two special brachas, one called borei minei mizonos, and then there's a super duper special bracha called hamotzi. But it's all bor priyadama. So wine is shahakol, or maybe bor priyahetz. But then there's a special bracha, bor priyagofen. Ula achrov ala gefen, a special bracha achrona as well. Vein chilek b'yayin afilu hu adayin toseis, It's new wine. I guess you'd call it grape juice. It didn't ferment yet. It's still bubbling. Vafilu zov me'atzmo. It came out of the grape itself, and it collected, and now it's you put it into a cup, and you're drinking it. Now, okay, vafilu yayin mevushel, even if it's cooked, o kunditon, which is spiced wine, dainu shenosel l'docho, dvash ubusamim, and the taste is very much affected. O la'ano shehumar, not quite sure why you would put in something bitter into the wine. Afilu hayayin meiriach kecholmetz, it's already on its way to spoiling. Kivin sheyesh lo tam yayin, basically, have a yayin linyan bracha. Avol in this chametz, if a taka turns sour, vinegary, vinyan sheyesh b'nei yodom, some people wouldn't now drink it. Shenimnoam l'shtosu v'necha mitzoso, yesh sofek b'berchoso, it's not so clear what the bracha should be. Now you want to say, okay, I'll make shahakol, because l'mayza b'dievet, you can make shahakol on wine also. You're not allowed to, you're not supposed to, but you could. So if you have a suffix, just make shahakol, and you solve the problem. Vav sheyochol lebarach b'tchilos shahakol, adayin yesh suffix b'bracha achrona. So it doesn't really solve your problem because you're bracha achrona. You can't get away with burning nefashos on everything. And therefore you still have a problem. V'lachein, you shouldn't drink it. Ein l'shtosu elam kein b'varach tchila al yayin tov. Don't make a bracha over this very vinegary wine. Of course, he said, if it's a little vinegary and it basically tastes like wine, then you still make bor priagofen. Now, the Gemara says that the reason wine has its own special bracha is because it has unique qualities. It's sameach people, it's masbia, it has unique qualities as a food that it calls for its own bracha, calls for a bracha. So why grape juice? Taka, which has none of these qualities. So you say, because it could ferment, the pashtas, the Rishonim say it could ferment and turn into wine. So this leads to the question of the poskim nowadays, some of them, Rav Eliashiv, I think is the main one, has a problem with grape juice that they actually put in chemicals or whatever they put in order to stop the fermentation process. And now it wouldn't ferment already, no matter what you did to it. So there's a chashash that maybe then it does not have the qualities of wine anymore, and now it's like apple juice or orange juice. You know, you make shakol and that's it. You just can't make kiddush on it. But lemaisa, I mean, from what I see, the common minhag call it is not like that. People make a bor priagofen in every kind of grape juice. There are grape juices that doesn't have that. You know, people, a lot of people make homemade grape juice for this. A lot of them for this reason. To make sure, especially if you're using it for bakosos, you want to make sure it has a din of wine. Actually, you should really care because of the bracha. Every day you make a bracha on it, the bracha of batola, if it's not bor priagofen. Anyway, you know, sometimes Klal Yisrael votes with their feet, it's called. And lemaisa, you make a bor priagofen on all kinds. Okay. So, if it's a little vinegary, yes. If it's a lot of vinegary, no. And, or it's a suffix, and therefore you can't, you shouldn't drink it because of the bracha achrona problem, more so than the bracha rishona. But for the bracha rishona, we have a solution.
The solution to the bracha achrona,
I don't know if that's not a solution. You can't. You're not allowed to throw in those words. No, not a solution. It's not a solution. You can't throw in the words, machmas safek. It gives a better solution. Drink good wine. But you have to drink a revius of good wine. Okay, siv beis. Hacharzanim, that's the, charzanim is the seeds of grapes, which, you know, after you press the grapes, you could, you can, you're trying to extract more wine. Shotziu mehena yayin, you extracted the juice from the grapes, but you could soak the seeds, right? So he says, rak al yadei dricha, that's, they you tread on it, like the people with their feet, v'lo netzru b'beis habad, but they didn't, so there's still a lot of liquid left in them, because they didn't go under a wine press. right? They were just nidrach. So therefore, now you could put on water and have it soak, and like a lot of wine, it'll still come out. Im nosnu alei amayim now, afilu lo motzu yoisu bimashenosnu, they put in 20 ounces of water, and what came out, and now they're holding 20 ounces of a red-colored liquid. Or afilu motzu pochos, 18 ounces. Bikomoko mimtamo yayin, if it tastes like wine, mavarcha la bur priya gofen. And you assume, where's the missing water? So the water is in the seeds, got absorbed by the seeds, but what came out is the wine. In other words, when you undergo this process, you can assume it has a din of wine.
Then are you allowed to add water to
the... That's a different issue, to add water. In other words, here you're assuming that the water, it's steeped in water and it came out. And now you've formed wine. Now, adding water, there's a certain amount of water you can add to the wine. Always.
Even though they did this. Even though they added water to get...
Yeah, because we were assuming the water was absorbed by the grapes, and it's forced out the wine. Aval im netzruach artzanim abeis habad. But if they were crushed under the wine press, and then they put water onto it, or they put water into shmorim. I don't know, shmorim is like the junk that's left over in the bottom of the wine. What?
Sediment.
Then you just make shahakol. That's not called. It's not called wine. In other words, to say that when you steep it in water, what comes out is still going to be called wine. That's only if the first process indeed didn't get out all the juice from the grapes, let's say through dricha. But if a mamish went to a wine press, then you have to assume everything came out, and what's left is just liquid grape juice, mamish grape juice. And we'll stop here.